Edelman.
Well, I love this discussion, especially that we're turning back to what the panel is really about here, what kind of disclosures we need to be showing users in order to make sure that the consent that is purportedly then obtained is actually meaningfully obtained. I wonder if I could take the panel's indulgence of showing three PowerPoint slides that I loaded onto this laptop previously for very brief comments. They're from a company that's represented here, so they may have something to say, which would be maybe entirely appropriate after. There we go. So here we have what I believe most people will agree is a kid's site. It turns out if you go to their privacy policy, they say that they're a kid's site, which is always indicative, and they're offering these cartoon video games. We've got a banner ad that truthfully describes a feature that Plarium software can help with. If your computer clock was wrong, their program really could help keep it accurate. And if you click on this ad, you get this screen, which, well, it tells you something about Plarium software. It says that they're going to show you game-branded pop-ups. And sure enough, they're using the phrase pop-ups. That's the clear and ordinary way to describe it. I don't think they really mention any privacy consequences based on the websites you view, so that's related to privacy, but it doesn't exactly say we're going to send this all to a server and store it forever. And then, of course, if you click the yes button once, the software becomes installed. They show you this license agreement. Interestingly, if you were to click the X button that's covered up by my caption in the upper right corner, even if you click that X button, the software still becomes installed because, of course, you already consented. You consented in the prior screen. So I'm wondering what folks on the panel think. Is this okay as a matter of law? What needs to be improved here? What's going wrong? If anything, is it all just fine?